You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Right, let's bring things back home to South Africa's township economy, specifically where more help could be on the way for township businesses. That is, as today, a SMME Crisis Partnership Fund was launched, and it is a 300 million rand fund that is aimed at reigniting the township economy and also helping it level up and do what it aspires to do, and that is to create jobs. For more on this, I'm joined by Getso Gordon, the CEO of the SA SME Fund. Getso, thanks so much for your time. I know that this is a collaborative effort between yourselves as the SA SME Fund, as well as the Gauteng Provincial Government and the Industrial Development Corporation. So talk to us about what the plan of action of this crisis fund is.
Well, it's trying to do two really important things. One is establish a principle where government can utilize its capital by providing a first loss and then gearing it up with other people's money. And in this case, you know, the IDC and the SASME Fund. So that's how we got to the 300 million. And secondly, we are trying to get this money to SMEs via a bunch of intermediaries that are non-bank financial institutions. And we want to do different things with, you know, the 300 million and hopefully persuade other funders by carrying out this activity that they could also allocate more capital to it.
All right.
So as an example, we launched the fund today in Tembisa at the project site of one of our intermediaries called Indlu Living, and they provide capital to small property developers. So you build a bunch of rooms in your backyard, you rent these out, and you make an income. It helps the local construction industry. It obviously creates a long-term income and an asset for the property owner, and it's a fantastic intervention to getting economic activity in the township. And we're going to be doing similar things with taxis, you know, motorbike delivery businesses, working capital for, you know, just normal small businesses, and then contract finance, which is quite an important thing because we're going to be providing money to people who land a contract but don't have the capital to deliver on the contract.
All right. You're calling it a crisis fund, and I'm just wondering if that is how you are seeing the situation in the SME space right now, and why it is in crisis. Because, I mean, we had the launch of several other funds. I think there was the loan guarantee scheme, and it was reworked into something else with, you know, less onerous T's and C's to help SME. So are you saying that all those other interventions essentially haven't worked?
I mean, they have worked in a very limited way. So, for example, the big 200 billion rand fund, I think about 10 to 15% of it only was disbursed via the banks. And they were typically talking to businesses that have a turnover of sort of 100, 200, 300 million. We are typically talking to businesses that are somewhere between a turnover of 100,000 and maybe 10 million. So, you know, the definition of small is very different. That fund, for example, all of that 200 billion, not a cent, went to the target market that we are addressing. So our fund is really trying to play at the bottom end of the pyramid. We estimate that there are probably around 2 million businesses, some formal, mainly informal, who are not addressed by the banking sector at all.
Mm-hmm. Those businesses who could be listening in on our conversation right now and wondering how they can tap into your assistance, what's your message to them?
So we've announced the names of three of our partners, Indlu Living, which is doing backroom housing, Crete Capital and Profit Share Partners, who are both focusing on contract finance, or what some people will call purchased order finance. You've got a contract, you don't have the money, you need the capital on which to get the money to deliver. We've seen over the last couple of years that this is one of the easiest ways in which you can provide finance to small businesses, because typically there's an offtake customer, which is either the government or the large corporate, and, you know, they're willing to sort of underwrite that they are making the purchase order. Obviously, they pay 30 days later or 45 days later. But once you know that the contract is for real, you know, our intermediaries, the people we are working with, are more than comfortable to finance the SME doing that. We will be announcing in the next week four more intermediaries. one that deals with delivery bikes, one that deals with taxis to build small taxi businesses in the township, and two others.
I look forward to those announcements. But is it just money, in your view, that is the reason why, you know, SMEs and particularly those in the township business are not reaching their full potential? And I'm wondering if some of the support that you are talking about under this fund does also come with, you know, softer assistance, your practical business skills, maybe coaching, leadership, stuff like that?
I mean, we have partners that provide a lot of what we call non-financial business development support, you know, whether it's financial or legal or marketing or market access. So clearly, many of these small businesses do require that kind of support and help. But I would say that the majority of the businesses would be successful even if the only thing you solved for was providing them with capital.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The SME fund that you're running, I mean, it's part of the broader CEO initiative, and I'd like to understand how things are going with that fund specifically, and what you have been able to achieve.
So we've done two things with the old fund that was supported by the PIC and 50 large corporates. We've done a number of debt deals, and we've done, you know, petrol stations. We've done working capital, we've done asset finance, and the reality is that it is on the back of that successful implementation that the Gauteng government were willing to consider us as the partner that will manage the 300 million rand fund. So that part of the original SME fund is doing really well. The second part of what we do is focused mainly on venture capital, supporting tech businesses that are trying to do sort of innovative things and solve problems. And we have funded 8 venture capital funds with that money. And our next step is we are about 3 or 4 months away from launching a successor venture capital fund of funds that will be around 500 or 600 million. So the good news is that the original SASME fund invested in by businesses and PIC has already established in its short life a track record to be able to attract more capital to continue the journey down, you know, the road that it started.
Right. So it sounds like you have quite a lot there on your plate, and that we'll be talking to you in the not so far future, just given the announcements that you said that you will be making also. But Getso, we'll leave it there for now. So thanks so much for your time. Getso Gordon, the CEO of the SA SME Fund.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.